Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As Pastor Josh mentioned, we're beginning the season of Advent. The church celebrates this season kind of out of sync with the rest of our culture. Perhaps you have noticed. Our culture defines this month before Christmas as a time of rushing, of shopping and wrapping and sending cards and decorating and getting together with family and traveling and rushing around until we're ready to collapse. We all do it. But the church's understanding of Advent is very different, almost opposite. Advent, for us, is a time of patient waiting. Advent means literally in Latin, coming. We wait patiently, mostly, for the coming of the Christ child. And we also wait for that time when Christ will come again and restore all creation. And we also wait, sometimes patiently, for Christ to come into our daily lives, into our hearts, in such a way that we know his deep abiding presence and love. And we wait. I once heard a job description for the church that sounds particularly apt during the season of Advent. It goes like this. There's a world of hurt out there, waiting to hear a word of hope, a word of peace, a word of love, even a word of joy. We in the church know that the answer for those longings is in the person of Jesus Christ, who came, who will come, and who comes repeatedly in our daily lives, in word, in sacrament, in prayer, in song, very present with us all the every moment of our days, bringing us peace and hope and love and joy. This is a time of waiting, as difficult as that is. We've been waiting some 2,000 years for Christ to return. But the people of Israel had been waiting much longer. They had been longing, not so patiently, for a time when peace would reign, when there would be restoration, when there would be a new world, when God would set things right, when there would be justice. Those gifts of peace and justice and restoration and hope, we know that those were fulfilled in the person of Christ. We know that they are ours, but in our imperfect world, we can only wait for them imperfectly. We never quite see the kingdom of God come among us in all its fullness. And even we then still patiently wait for its coming. Now that's contrary to our culture. We live in a world of instant gratification. And it irks us when we have to wait for almost anything. Waiting in line, heck, waiting for Amazon Prime next day delivery, even that's too slow for us. This last week, Rachel and I, we traveled up to Wisconsin and around through Illinois to visit the grandkids. I remember a day when they were little and the roles were reversed, and we went to visit our grandparents. And we would take our kids, then little at the time, and we would strap them into the back seat of our Dodge minivan, and they'd be in their car seats with their seat belts, and we'd have games and snacks and all kinds of stuff to entertain them. But my two daughters, being who they are, would last only a moment or two before they would start fighting. You touched me. No, I touched you. Don't touch me. Don't do. And that would go on for the entire trip to Wisconsin. And I remember one particular time we got them all strapped in, you know, very nice and tight, you know, with their seat belts and so forth, and they looked like they were astronauts ready to take off for the moon. And we started driving down the road, and Dana, our oldest, she says, "I want you to notice how patient I am." That was about at the 10-mile marker. We had about 500 more to go. She was trying to be patient and waiting. That's what Advent is, a time of patient waiting. It's hard, harder the younger you are. It's still hard for the rest of us to wait. So much of our technology is supposed to save us time, right? But we never seem to have any more time. In fact, we feel like we have less and we have to rush. Maybe the issue isn't how much time, it's how we use the time we have. Many sermons, I'm sure you've heard about the distinction between chronos and kairos time, between our time, tick-tock on the clock and on the calendar time, and God's time, kairos time, when God's actions come to fullness, even beyond our awareness. God's kairos time. Now, we wait patiently, and it may seem too slow on the calendar or on the clock, but in God's time, it's just the perfect timing for Him to come into our world, to come as a little child in Bethlehem, to come at the end of time to set things right. In God's time, it is the right time. And so we wait patiently, because we know God's time is good time. According to the prophet Isaiah and also the prophet Micah, we're told that what we should do with the time we are given is to walk in the light of the Lord. Listen to His instructions, follow His ways, and walk in the light of the Lord. As we wait to see the light of Christ's coming in all its fullness. In that time to come, Isaiah envisioned a time when there would be peace and justice, when swords could be turned into plowshares, where spears would be used more productively as pruning hooks to bring in the harvest, a time when nation would no longer rise up against nation, when there would be no such thing as war anymore. The prophet saw those things in God's time, in God's kairos time, and said, O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. In other words, see that future that God holds out for us as present and possible in us even now. One scholar described it this way, that the prophets, Isaiah, Micah, and the others, they saw the present in the light of God's future. They saw a hint of what God is up to, even in the present moment. Isaiah talked about that time when nations would listen to God's instruction, when all people would come together and recognize that we're all children of one God, that the world's efforts, so much in war and competition, would now be in lifting up the poor and the hungry so that all would be fed. Isaiah and Micah and the other prophets saw the present in the light of God's future, still to come, but yet hints of it possible even now. So, for us, in other words, let us live as people of peace now. Let us welcome all as children of God now. Let us provide for the needs of the hungry now, even while we patiently wait. That's kind of what Paul was talking about in our second lesson. The people in Rome were waiting for something a little different. They were waiting patiently, or not so patiently, for Christ's second coming. They wanted Jesus to return soon. And yet, He was not there yet. Jesus had told them all repeatedly, no one knows when or how. So Paul writes to encourage them. He tells them, reminds them that salvation is near. Lay aside the works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. Live honorably as in the day. You notice that contrast between the day of God's coming and the darkness? Live in the light. Live in the present light of God's future. Wait in hope, knowing that God is faithful, that God will come for you and to you. And while you're waiting, live as people of the light. For us, That means seeing our present day, our present moment, in the light of God's future and God's past. In history, we know that God sent his son Jesus to be born, become a human being, to live and walk this earth as we do, to die as we die, but to be raised in victory. We know that that is in the past, and we know in Christ that he will come again and wrap up all creation and bring justice and righteousness to bear. But in the meantime, for us, we see that future, we see that past in the person of Jesus, and we live that way in the present. Healing, loving, accepting, loving enemies, accepting those who are different, offering forgiveness and receiving it, feeding the hungry, working for peace and justice, and more. The way Paul described it in our second lesson was put on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's baptismal imagery. In the ancient church, when someone was baptized, they gave them a white robe. Put on that robe as evidence that you're a new person in Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. In your baptism, remember who you are and whose you are. Remember that you are called to live as Christ calls you to live. Remember what it's like to follow Jesus, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Every day, every moment, see your present in the light of God's future. God's future when all things will be put right. Even for you, even in your life, when it feels like everything is crashing down around you, see your present in the light of God's future, and the future is in God's hands, and they're good hands and loving hands that love and care for you. So wait patiently. Wait in hope, in peace, in love, and even joy. Live as people of the light. Because we know that Christ has come, and we know that he will come again, but most importantly, we know he is with us now. And as we wait for the fullness of God's kingdom, as we wait for the fullness of God's promises to come, he is with us in our hearts, in our minds, in our very lives, every day. Amen. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.